I'm curious, just sort of taking a step back, about some of the common questions that you receive from docs in practice about sort of day-to-day management of ovarian cancer.
I get a lot of questions about upfront chemotherapy, the use of intraperitoneal chemotherapy. Should we use it? What doses of cisplatin should be used? Should you give the Taxol over 24 hours versus 3 hours? Should you give the day 8 IP Taxol? I mean, there are a lot of questions around that regimen that I get. And I think institution to institution, there are different ways to use that GOG-172 regimen. It's not practiced uniformly across the U.S.
And what's your specific practice?
We follow to the T 172. So we bring patients into the hospital. We give them Taxol through a central line, give it over 24 hours at a dose of 135 milligrams per meter squared. And then on day 2, they get intraperitoneal cisplatinum at a dose of 100 milligrams per meter squared. They go home. We give them IV fluids as an outpatient. Then they come back a week later on day 8 and get a dose of IP Taxol at 60 milligrams per meter squared. And again, sometimes the Taxol dose is shortened from 24 hours down to 3 hours. The cisplatin may be dropped from 100 down to 75. So there are all these different permutations.
Any sense about what's going on in the community in that regard, and particularly in terms of IP therapy?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I think the take-up has been very slow. And I think it's a practice that if you're going to do, you have to do it often. It took us a good half a year or so to get the proper, not necessarily resources, but the plan in place about where our patients were treated. Because if you're getting intraperitoneal chemotherapy, you have to be in a private room. You need a bed. Sometimes you need to admit patients to the hospital. They need to come in for extra IV fluids. A lot of phone calls, a lot of questions that come in from patients. How do you warm the chemotherapy before putting it in? Do you use a pump to put it in? Do you just let the bag hang? There are all these issues that come up that the nurses have to develop policies and procedures around.
How much of a benefit do you think IP therapy is presenting to patients, and how much of a risk?
Mm-hmm. Certainly, if you look at GOG-172, the overall survival benefit's about 16 months, which is the best so far. If you think about GOG-111 that added Taxol to platinum, there was about a year improvement in overall survival. So to see a 16-month improvement in survival, man, it's pretty significant. But certainly there are downsides to it as well. The toxicities are much greater. They're probably ameliorated a little bit by dropping the doses of cisplatin to 75, but again, that hasn't been tested in a randomized setting, so it can't be recommended uniformly for use. But certainly neuropathy increases, the degree of pancytopenia increases, nausea, vomiting, renal toxicities, not too much liver functions, but certainly with the cisplatinum, we mostly see increased nausea, vomiting, electrolyte problems, renal toxicities, and then the neuropathy. And it's interesting, I've definitely noticed that the neuropathy tends to happen once someone's completed the chemotherapy. So it's not like giving carbotaxol, where you can really follow that neuropathy, and then when someone develops it that's higher than a grade 2, you can start to adjust the dose of the chemotherapy drugs down. With the intraperitoneal regimen, I have patients 2 or 3 months later developing potentially severe neuropathy, and that's borne out in the quality of life assessments of patients, that their quality of life at 1 year for both groups, the non-IP and the IP group, are about the same, but the neuropathy is long-lasting, and that's harder to predict. So if anyone's certainly developing neuropathy on IP, I would definitely dose-reduce them sooner rather than later.
How do you approach the issue of maintenance off-study?
So maintenance off-study, I think at this point, if you looked at all the trials, there's no evidence for maintenance, either Bev or paclitaxel or any trial at this point. There's an ongoing GOG study that looks at 6 cycles of carbotaxol and randomizes to 1 of 3 arms, nothing, IV Taxol for 1 year, or Zyotac, so a pegylated paclitaxel. And again, that study will hopefully answer the question, not necessarily which taxane to use, but whether or not a taxane improves over nothing.